governor is going to Washington, D.C., trying to get money for the state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a request to President Donald Trump to declare the portion of Southwest Michigan that was struck by four tornadoes last month, March, as a federal disaster area. Local, state, and federal officials assessed the March 17th damage caused by a large early season tornado that tore through Union City. The governor declared it an emergency area. It killed four people in Southwest Michigan back on March 9th last month. Whitmer said these tornadoes brought heartbreaking loss and widespread destruction to Southwest Michigan. Michigan families lost loved ones, homes, and businesses. I declared a state of emergency, but our work is just beginning. Governor Whitmer was joined in her call for President Trump to declare a federal disaster by U.S. Senator Gary Peters and the congressman of the area, Republican Tim Walberg of Tipton. Outgoing U.S. Senator Peters said he was working with Whitmer to help in the recovery efforts. Michigan's Branch, Cass, and St. Joseph counties have shown remarkable resilience, but these communities need additional support that a federal disaster declaration would provide, Peters said. Congressman Walberg said he spent several days with officials and he's seen the tornado damage in his district firsthand. This federal critical step would ensure our communities can access the resources they need to rebuild and have the tools necessary to support long-term recovery. We will continue to work to support every community affected by this tragic natural weather event, Walberg said. Now, this goes along the lines of Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading with Donald Trump for money for Northern Michigan. Remember the ice storms late March last year? The devastation we had up here, power outages everywhere, radio station was knocked off the air for 2 weeks. The two electrical co-ops, Great Lakes Energy and PIE&G, unbelievable amount of repairs they had to make to their electric grid. Broken poles, wires down, transformers wiped out, unbelievable damage. Well, I know the money supposedly is coming, but I still see on our monthly bill we're paying extra money toward the repairs. When is Great Lakes Energy, when is PIE&G going to get that federal money? I monitor the news every single day, talked about the help was coming, haven't seen where is it. How is it being implemented? How is it being spent? When are they going to get the money? I want to see that off my electric bill. Well, Whitmer was part of that, as well as State Representative Cam Cavett, Parker Fairburn, many others very much involved in pushing for that money. I would claim, if you look at actual number of dollars of repairs, I would say the ice storm last year created as much, if not more, than what these tornadoes did in Southwest Michigan. We'll have to look at it, follow it, and see when the money's coming. Now, one of the other things that I think is pretty interesting, small little tidbits. I'd like to do this every Thursday before we head into Friday's show. This day in Michigan history, yesterday, April 1st, 1875, a hard winter left huge ice floes that collapsed 5 bridges in Lansing. The trouble started at Mineral Wells Bridge, which was actually newly constructed. They had just finished it the year before. Well, huge chunks of ice flowing through the rivers took the bridge down with it, went downstream and collapsed 4 more bridges. The Michigan Avenue Bridge in Lansing was spared. Why? Because it was the only bridge of the 5 that was constructed without a center support. Back in the day, they would put the supports right in the center of the bridges. Well, guess what? If you take out that center support, the bridge collapses. That's exactly why the Mackinac Bridge does not have a center support. That is where the ferries go. That's the shipping lane. Ice is able to freely flow through the center where the current is the strongest. The supports for the Mackinac Bridge are close to the shore. Mackinac City and St. Ignace. The flow there is not as great as it is in the center of a river. A lesson we learned back on April 1st, 1875. Mackinac Bridge, construction 1957. I believe 1958 was the first bridge walk. Very, very interesting. The engineering folks changed the way they built bridges because of something that happened April 1st, 1875. Some endorsements. Some things that I found to be kind of interesting. State Senator Stephanie Chang, Democrat Detroit, Senator Sarah Anthony, Democrat in Lansing, and State Representative Mai Chong, Democrat of Warren, came out yesterday and formally endorsed Democratic frontrunner Jocelyn Benson for governor. Well, Chang and Chong are both of Chinese ethnicity. Anthony, black senator from Lansing, shows that what they're doing is going after specific demographic groups to make sure Jocelyn Benson wins the Democratic primary on August 4th. Very, very interesting little tidbit of news. Lastly, no surprise here, folks, wasting more of the Michigan taxpayer dollars. Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel yesterday joined a coalition of 21 states and local governments in filing a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's administration's repeal of the 2024 mercury and air toxics standard rule. A reversion to outdated standards that will harm the environment and public health. The very same act that the automobile industry applauded the president for doing. Why? Because it lessened the cost of building and manufacturing vehicles in the United States. This was a standard that Barack Obama had implemented when he was president. Biden furthered it, absolutely expanded it in 2024. Mercury and air toxic standards rule. Well, President Trump, in talking with automobile vehicle manufacturers, said, what can we do to help you guys lower the cost of manufacturing vehicles here in the United States? Every single one of them, folks, pointed to what Barack Obama started and Joe Biden put on steroids. Well, Trump repealed it by executive order. And now Dana Nessel and 21 states and some local governments filed a lawsuit, and Dana Nessel jumped right in. Unbelievable. This woman has spent so much money of our taxpayer dollars suing President Trump. It's unbelievable. I hope Doug Lloyd can cut the spending in the AG's office. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to mention that we have started sales for the Michigan GOP fundraising event with Ted Nugent. It's going to be on Saturday, July 25th. It's going to start at noon, go until dark. Big fundraising event. All the money, all the proceeds, the profits is going to be a donation to half of the money going to the Michigan GOP, the other half going to all 83 counties of the Republican Party. Every county party will get a check. But it is going to require you to buy a ticket to represent your county. They announced it at the endorsement convention last Saturday in Novi. Ticket sales are available. What you simply do is go to the event venue, libertymountainusa.com. This is going to be the fourth Saturday in July. Ted Nugent has agreed to come and do the concert for free. Saturday, July 25th, from noon to 10 p.m. There is going to be camping available. There is going to be food. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be all kinds of stuff available. Now, the way that this is going to happen is the tickets go on sale right now without you paying for them. What do you mean, Trucker? Well, PriceLide, Drew Spanding's company, is going to start making the tickets available by you clicking on General Admission, Mountain Prime, or Floor General Admission. Bring your own lawn chair blanket. First come, first serve. Tickets RSVP starting at $60. There's 25,000 tickets available. As more and more people buy tickets, because you tell them you reserved yourself a seat, I'm going. Go to libertymountainusa.com website. Click on the event. RSVP as well. You put in your name, your information, credit card information. The credit card does not get charged. Why? Because as the pre-sale is going on and more and more people buy tickets, the price will drop from $60 potentially all the way down to just $39. It'll price slide. When the pre-sale is over, whatever the price is at the time will be locked in, and that's what your credit card will be charged. It could be as low as $39. 5,000 seats for the Mountain Prime, closer to the stage, $75. Price sliding potentially down to $49. Well, there's 5,000 of those tickets available. If you want to be on the main floor, 3,000 seats are available. It includes a chair, first come, first serve. They start at $125 and will price slide down as low as $89. You'll actually have a chair in front of the stage. You want to do lawn? Bring a folding chair or a blanket. It's cheaper. Sponsors are being taken to be sponsors for the event. This is a fundraiser. This is going to raise money for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county Republican parties. Mark your calendars. Go to the website, Liberty Mountain USA. Very, very simple to get to. As soon as you get to the website, all you got to do is click on the event. Anywhere there on Liberty Mountain USA will take you to the pre-sale. Get tickets. All you have to do is hit that red button to get tickets or blue button to become a sponsor. There's camping. All you have to do is RSVP for a campsite. You send them your information, how long your motorhome, travel trailer, camper is, or whether you're going to be tenting. If you're coming with a tent, they'll have a special location for you guys. The event venue is very large, can handle up to 40,000 people. Concert with Ted Nugent on Saturday, July 25th. So again, just go to libertymountainusa.com and you'll see the tickets, donation, click buttons there. You're not going to be charged right now. You're just reserving your seat. As more and more people get tickets, the prices will slide down. Great concept. We are part of it here on this radio station. We will be promoting it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Michigan community colleges are reporting increases in student enrollment and retention, and administrators are citing state tuition assistance as the primary driver for the growth. The Michigan Community College Guarantee provides free tuition to recent high school graduates who live within their college's district, and the Michigan Reconnect program for adult learners has helped schools attract both traditional students and those returning to education later in life. Individuals interested in the Michigan Community College Guarantee or the Michigan Reconnect program can find additional information through their local college admissions office. Sam's Club shoppers will soon be paying a little bit more to stay members. Katie Hyde has that story.
The wholesale retailer says it's raising annual membership prices starting May 1st. The basic club membership will bump up to $60 per year, while